The U.S. pastor jailed in Turkey finally has an update on its case. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While we fill you in on what's going on with Andrew Brunson's situation, we'll also share some urgent prayer needs, and he needs them now more than ever. Plus, we've got some encouraging news coming out of the church in Cuba. Stay tuned for your part in today's stories, and we'll begin with a look at the new development in Andrew Brunson's court case in Turkey.
The latest information is that a court date has been set for Andrew to appear in court on these charges.
That's Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern. The court date is set for April 16th. If you recall, the public prosecutor recently brought a heavy indictment against Brunson. In a 62-page document, Brunson is accused of having links to a terrorist group and the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, both considered enemies of the state. While Windsor says it's been good there's been some movement in Brunson's case, there's still a lot to be concerned about. It seems that new threads of injustice are being constantly woven into the case, which has gone on for almost a year and a half now. Our best response? To pray.
He and his family would appreciate prayer that God would be strengthening him, that Andrew would know God's peace in this situation, his presence. We would appreciate prayer that the Turkish court will uphold justice and reject these allegations as well, and that God would provide wisdom to the Turkish lawyer who will be representing Andrew as well, and ultimately that Andrew will be released and be able to see his family and head home.
Next, in 2015, California passed a law that required pro-life pregnancy care centers to post free advertising for the abortion industry. But now this law is being challenged in the Supreme Court. The case was presented last Tuesday, and both conservative and liberal justices voiced concerns about the law's violation of religious freedom. Tom Lothmer of Life Matters Worldwide says,
"It just doesn't make sense that they would make someone who has dearly held convictions such as the sanctity of human life turn right around and advertise where someone can actually take a life through abortion."
For Christians, he encourages,
"Regardless of how this case goes, God has still called us to reach out to those who have tremendous needs. And we need to understand what it means to be made in God's image. And based on that, what does God want us to do to care for those in need? Not only the issues of abortion, but what about sexual slavery? What about homelessness? And some of these other things where we can actually engage in our community to try to help solve some of these problems, offer ministry to them, support ministries that do that." And so I think that just getting engaged and really being the salt and light and being Jesus to our communities.
And finally, Cuba is currently experiencing a revival. During the short period the door to Cuba was open, Biblica was sending churches new International Version Bibles in their native language. But all that changed when the open door closed. Biblica's Latin America Executive Director Esteban Fernandez shares,
"So now we have a shipment of 17,000 Bibles ready here in Miami. And what happened is that we sent that back in 2016 to do another activity, but the government didn't allow the entrance to Cuba, so they returned it to Miami."
Biblica is the steward of the NIV Bible, which tends to be easier for people to engage with more than dated translations.
"Many people in Cuba has sharing one Bible for every six people in the group. Can you imagine that, having one Bible, and comparing that with the U.S., where we have, in average, two Bibles per household?"
Pray for these Bibles to enter Cuba and for continued revival in the country. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be on the rise everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who have faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer